This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We've all heard the warnings about not driving through floodwaters from the SES, but I think many of us possibly still underestimate the dangers. A group of scientists from UNSW did some research into just how easily cars can be washed away by floodwaters. Even big four-wheel drives can become unstable in low waters, moving at fairly low speeds. Brett Miller is the principal engineer for hydraulics and modelling from UNSW's Water Research Laboratory, part of the School of Civil and Environmental Engineering. And he's here to explain all this to us. Hi, Brett.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Can you tell us how you went about doing this research?
Okay, yeah. So here at the Water Research Laboratory, we've got a fairly extensive size laboratory with large sheds and large physical models. So we actually did two components. We had very large tanks, a bit like a swimming pool type size, where we could actually put cars into the tank and fill them up with water. So we would float real cars. We also had a second part of the top where we used scaled down cars, like maybe like 1 in 12 type scale, so shrunk down, and we would then put them into the flumes where we could push water onto the side of the cars to measure the forces on the side of the cars.
Wow.
Between those two, we could actually then work out, one, how much the cars would float, and two, how much force there was on the sides.
Yeah, and so what did you sort of find out when you tested exactly how much water it takes to float a car?
It doesn't take very much at all. In fact, for many modern cars, as soon as the water starts to hit the underfloor of the car, the forces on the wheels are substantially reduced, even just by a couple of centimetres under the body of the car. So, as you know, many small cars only have maybe 15 centimetres of water, 15 centimetres between the ground and the bottom of the car. So 15 centimetres of water is enough to make that car start to want to get up and float.
So is it different depending on the size of the car? I mean, I'm sure people feel safer in a big four-wheel drive. What's the difference?
Essentially, it's where the underfloor is.
Okay.
But that being said, there's not much difference between a big car and a small car when it comes to the underflow. And when you're driving into floodwaters, you have no idea of whether or not it's 15 centimetres deep or 30 centimetres deep. For example, in our labs, when we fill up the water to, say, only knee deep or so, people could push the cars around with their fingers.
Wow.
Yeah. So people could actually just stand beside it and push the car with their finger and it would float away. Only knee deep is enough to make that car get up and float.
So help us understand, why is it that even in relatively shallow water, cars can float so easily? Like, how does that work?
It's pretty much the same as a boat. The car's got a certain weight. Modern cars are well sealed, so there is no air going, there's no water going into the main passenger compartments. Obviously, there's water in the engine wells and things, but there's no water in the passenger compartment. And like a boat, it just gets up and floats. Modern cars aren't that heavy compared to the amount of water they need to displace. So, As soon as the underbody starts to get water underneath it, it'll just float like a boat.
And like you mentioned about the force of the moving water as well, like how does that play into this scenario?
I guess, look, the best way to think about it is if you had your car in a car park with no water around and you had three people pushing really hard on the side of the car, there's very little chance they're going to make it slide sideways. However, if you then think about, a little bit of water gets underneath it, the car starts to float up, even maybe before the car is fully floating. There's less force on the tyres. Now those three guys might actually have a fairly good chance of pushing it sideways.
Okay.
The water that's coming, and when people drive, or when floodwaters are flowing, so they're coming in from the side, you could almost just think as the water on the side of the car being those three guys trying to push, or three or four guys trying to push the car sideways.
Yeah, okay.
And of course, it all goes very quickly from a strong force on the wheels with no flotation through to next to no force on the wheels with no flotation, with no inhibition to the car moving sideways.
Okay. Well, I was really astonished to read that a person walking through floodwaters is more stable than a car. That really surprised me.
You think about it, you personally, you would have to be up to your neck to start to float, whereas the car only needs up to the bottom of the floor to start to float.
Yeah. Well, it's good to think about all this because it'll help us to make better decisions. I guess from all the research you did, Brett, like, what's your message to anyone who might be tempted to drive through floodwaters and think, oh, it's okay, it's not that deep?
Never. Never drive through floodwaters. Number one, we do see people, I believe statistically from and looking at what's happened when there's been people in accidents in cars in floodwaters, many times it is larger cars because people feel safer. It's not. Secondly, you really don't know when it's going to get deeper. Water's very good at looking flat, but you don't know when the road is going to go down. So you might be driving along in a certain depth and suddenly find yourself in much deeper water. The message, quite frankly, is never.
Okay.
Never drive into floodwaters at any time.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Equally, if you want to just have a quick look at photographs of what's been the damage to roads, that's the other part too. You might see a bridge ahead of you and think that it's okay to get to that bridge, but the road before the bridge might be entirely ripped away by erosion, by the floodwaters. So, you never know what's on the bottom, and it only takes a very short, shallow depth before your car will start to float.
Yeah, that's a really good point about not assuming that what was under there before the water came will still be under there after the water came.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Brett. Good to talk to you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
That's Brett Miller. He's from the UNSW Water Research Laboratory, which is part of the School of Civil and Environmental Engineering at UNSW. He's just been talking about how easy it is for cars to float in floodwaters. You can actually find their research online. Just go to wrl.unsw.edu.au. I'll say that again. You can find their research online at wrl.unsw.edu.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.